What's up, everybody? This is Chris. Today's episode is a recording I made last Tuesday night of Pal Allen's radio show. He did a Christmas special. I figured since it's Christmas, I'm busy, I'm doing stuff with my family, I would just run this. I don't know if I really have permission to, but I'm going to anyways. I did watch that Cavs game. It was awesome. The Cavs beat the Warriors. Richard Jefferson turned back the clock. Kyrie Irving made some awesome shots, but much more about that on Thursday. So enjoy Pal Allen's Christmas special and have a great holiday. Talk to you later.
Hello?
Nobody answered.
I'm just going to leave a message.
I don't know. I'm just going to leave a message.
This counts.
Hello and greetings. It is me, Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, calling to wish you a very happy holidays. I'm going to be real honest. I don't know who I'm calling. It was just on my list of people to call and wish a happy holidays to. So I don't know if this is like some nerds podcast or a real radio show, or if this is, maybe this is a sick kid that I'm talking to, in which case I'm sorry that you're so very sick. Pal Allen, apparently is your name, or your organization's name. I don't know. But regardless, I just wanted to call and personally extend a very happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, which is a thing, and then also happy Festivus. It's just some hipster, like, jackass who thinks it's funny to, like, have a holiday that's from the Seinfeld show and act like that's like, oh, you're so unorthodox, you know? Whatever. So happy all those. Remember, vote Mayor Frank Jackson for eternal mayor.
I think I did it. Who cares?
Show with Pal Allen on WALA 1630, The Voice.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bell time, and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frost.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Pal Allen Show on WALA, The Voice 1630. I am Pal Allen, esteemed sports writer and the man known for Allen's Angles, which were read every Sunday in the Cleveland Press for almost 30 years. I've spent a lot of time on the sidelines, and now I'm on the radio. Thank you for tuning in to WALA 1630. I know it's actually a band that most radios cannot pick up. By tuning into the show, you are committed as being one of Allen's athletic fanatics, as I call them. The voice you heard at the opening of the show was the mayor of Cleveland, my close personal friend, Frank Jackson. Thank you for calling into the show. Merry Christmas to you as well, Mayor. I've had a lot of my celebrity friends call in today. They'd like to wish my listeners a joyous holiday celebration. And when I say holiday, I mean the only holiday, Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No offense to anybody else, but pal, I've been around and I know what's going on. And there's one God and his name is Jesus. And I celebrate his birthday every December 25th. You can celebrate whatever you want, if you're Jewish or Muslim or a Kwanzaa celebrator, but I am having Christmas, and that's what I'm going to wish you. So thank you. This is my Pal Allen's Christmas special. And before, as always, we get into it, the beginning of the show is time for me to give my breakdown. It's time for Pal Allen's Athletic Angle.
Hey, pal!
It's Pal Allen. Yeah. sports stories you need to know on WALA 1630, The Voice. A lot of Browns fans are planning on celebrating an 0-16 season with a parade, which I do not understand. You know, when I think of parades, I don't even think of the Browns. In 1964, they won the NFL championship. Did we have a parade? No, sir, we did not. It was cold. It was snowy. There was no joy to be found. We were champions because we knew we were that good, damn it. No, Rodney, I'm going off. I saw how that hack got that attention on ESPN, and I want some of that for myself. I'm going to tell you boys right now, anybody that's listening, would Jim Brown be in this parade? Would Otto Graham be in this parade? Would Dante Lavelli ride in this parade? And the answer is no. Rethink yourself. It's not too late. There's no need to have a parade for an 0-16 season. It's ludicrous. I'm not standing outside. If we have a parade, I have to cover it for nosebleedoutpost.com. I am a man in my late 70s. I am expected to stand outside in -5 degree weathers just so a bunch of chuckleheads can have a laugh? No, sir, I do not accept that. And I do not want this parade because I cannot cover it. And I have to because I need the money. Speaking of needing money for Christmas, what are Hatchimals and why do children want them? Up next on the Pal Allen Show.
Hi, this is Jason from the Browns Friday Fumble, wishing Pal Allen's listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Oh no, it's almost Christmas and I got one more stop. Finally, I hope I'm not too late.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Santa Claus.
I'm Santa Claus.
Are you kidding? I'm Santa Claus. I'm here to get great food for Mama Roberta's restaurant to give out for Christmas.
Santa giving away Mama Roberta's for Christmas. It's easy. Just give gift cards.
Put Mama Roberta's at the top of your Christmas list
with a Mama Roberta's gift card.
Be part of the survival of the fittest exclusively on pay-per-view. It's the Survivor Series. 10 teams of 4 men attempt to decimate their opponents until all members of the team are eliminated. Will the Hulkamaniacs survive the million-dollar team? Will the Heenan family eliminate the Ultimate Warriors? Ruddy's Rowdies take on the Rude Brood. The King's Court meet the 4x4s. And the Dream Team squares off with the Enforcers. Be a survivor on Thanksgiving night. Contact your cable system now and order the Survivor Series.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Visit us today for $1.99 generic prescriptions, including diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more. Our knowledgeable, caring pharmacists will take the time to answer all your questions.
Discount Drug Mart
saves you the runaround.
Discount Drug Mart
saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Hey, this is Dave Sterling from the Friday Fumble. Just wanted to wish Pal Allen and all of his family, I know he's got a lot of family in the house right now, I wish him and his family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Pal, we're ready to have you back on the podcast just as soon as you learn a little bit more about the Browns. All right, Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the Pal Allen Show on WALA. The Voice.
Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Snow. We're back here on the Pal Allen Show. I'm Pal Allen. And as I led in before the break, I have a lot of grandchildren, as you know, and I currently take care of due to my daughter's lack of responsibility. And they all said to me, Grandpa, Grandpa. And I said, yes. We want Hatchimals. Do you know what a Hatchimal is? Because I had no idea. I had to stand outside a Target at 3 a.m. in the morning in the cold, which is exactly what I'd have to do at a Browns parade, to get a Hatchimal. a little fabric animal that hatches in some way. Kids want these things. Now, call me old-fashioned, but in my day, we were lucky if we got a rag to play with. That was our idea of a fabric toy. And a Hatchimal would be the chickens that we took care of on the farm. That was a Hatchimal. If we wanted to see it hatch, we just went and did it. If we wanted to play with something furry, we would milk the cows. If we were living in the city, we would pet our pet rats. But we would not play with Hatchimals. We would play with tin toys and wood blocks, like children would. It builds your imagination. Why aren't these kids out playing football? Are their parents afraid of concussions, or are they afraid of hard work? It's hard running up and down at the football field, and these children would rather sit inside and play with a Hatchimal. That's what Christmas has come to. Hatchimals and spoiled brats. Before I go on today's episode of the Pal Allen Show, I'd like to share to you one of my fondest Christmas memories. It was Christmas 1980. We were snowed in. It was week 16, 1980, December 21st, and it was after a hotly contested game against Cincinnati, in which our boys, the Cardiac Kids, won 27-24. We were snowed in at the hotel, and Brian Sipe, who was on his way to an MVP season, decided to buy us all drinks at the hotel bars because back then sports writers and players got along. If Brian Sipe's brother got arrested at a nightclub, I wouldn't write about that in an article because we had respect for our profession and we were friends with the players. Something you don't see nowadays with these newfound journalists with their sense of integrity and unbiased neutral reporting. We were biased because those were our friends and that was our team. Anyways, we were at the bar, everybody got drunk, and Lyle Alzado got into a fight with Elvis Franks over his name, Elvis Franks. He kept saying, King, it's the hot dog king, the king of Graceland hot dogs. And Franks had enough, and he socked Lyle Alzado right in the jaw. Now, this was before Lyle got sick from all the steroids and drugs that he did. And he went back and he beat up Elvis quite badly. And now that I think about it, it's not actually a fun story. But that was what we did on Christmas, and that was 1980. The point is...
Rodney, I lost my train of thought.
My producer Rodney is saying the show is over, but before I go, I'd like to thank our sponsors on today's episode. This episode is once again brought to you by Mr. Hero. Mr. Hero, it's good food.
I remember this time, Rodney.
It's good food. Mr. Hero, it's good food. We'd like to apologize to Mr. Hero for saying I got their catchphrase wrong. I said, Mr. Hero, it's food, which is true. It is edible, but I forgot to say how delicious it is. And Mr. Hero's food is quite delicious. In fact, it is the only fast food restaurant I've ever eaten at after I have seen a rat on the premises. The food is that good, not even rodent droppings can keep me away. Mr. Hero, it's good food. That's it for today. Thank you all for listening. Have a merry, merry Christmas. And once again, if you can't be a part of the story, you can write it. Pal Allen signing off. Have a good one.
It's the Pal Allen Show with Pal Allen on WALA 1630, The Voice.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bell chime, and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.